Yo, what's poppin', everybody? You're tuning in with your boy, Jason Gnarly, and I'm about to bump the new Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z Entrepreneur track. Entrepreneur. Alright, I don't know why I did that. Okay, yeah, we're about to bump this song. I'm about to smoke some of this OG Kush, and we're about to vibe out. I'm going to let you guys know what Gnarly is thinking about this record. We also got to get to some of the new Nas songs that came out. And yeah, hopefully I could knock this pot out. And then right after this one, I'll just knock another one out. So you guys already know, check back, see what's cracking on the page. This is your host, Jason Gnarly. This is the Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast, and we're about to take off. Let's go. I'm liking the way this record starts out. It's got a very nice snare drum when it kicks off. And is that an open snare at the way beginning? Ooh, producers. We got an open snare on this one. If you guys do not know, that's how a lot of cats get very, very nice drums. Producers are always looking for open hi-hats. Open meaning it's playing by itself with no one singing over it or no other instruments or sounds of drum cymbals and bass drums or whatnot playing at the same time. So this track starts with a beautiful snare and then... ooh. And it has that second sound. Maybe the... it's not actually... the next sound is not soloed. It's like a bass drum with a hi-hat or a cymbal behind it. But ooh, that snare is nice. I can't get over that snare, y'all. Really, really nice snare. So this has just got a little vibe. It's starting out a little chanty. Sounds like it could be a big record. Kind of unsure of where this is going. It is definitely a pro-black record. It is letting people know this is how we feel. This is where we're at. This is black ambition. This is black excellence. And that's what it's sounding like just off the rip. So I'm only about 7 seconds into it. I maybe got to the 15-second mark when I was like, let me play it back and start talking about this record. So let's just keep vibing and see where this takes us. All right. So Pharrell sounds amazing on here when he starts singing like this. Woo! Wow, amazing, amazing Pharrell voice right there. But the whispering, I kind of do without the whispering. He like gets creepy, like, I'm watching you through the back door, and the sheets is over your forehead. Yeah, I'm spying on you through the back. It's like, why are you creepily singing at me now? See fire right here? Fire. And then... he goes to the whisper yin yang style and kind of not feeling that. I don't know. Maybe it's a little late and I'm a little tired and I don't want to, you know, analyze it so much or play it back to the point where it might be a banger. It's just right now I'm listening to it like. He just sounds comedy because it's like a forced, loud whisper. He's like, yo, I'm just in your room now. You hear me creeping my pasta? I don't know. Might be just too high for this one. Okay, I don't know. I really don't ever want to play this song again after hearing this whisper. Am I tripping? Maybe. Maybe I'm tripping and after Jay-Z comes on, the record will be saved. But yeah, he sounds amazing when he's singing like this. That sounds fire. All right, let me keep vibing. I'll let you guys know my next update. I really like the woo, 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 woo. It like gives it a little chanty feel, and I'm pretty sure that's Pharrell. Sounds like Pharrell. I like that sound, and I like what it's doing to the record. It makes it more of like a chant. It fills it up nicely. Man, he sounds so good singing at that part. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I like that part. So I do like the background of the whisper. The whisper I can't deal with, but the background of that. I want to know if I'm tripping. Maybe if I play this tomorrow morning, I'm going to be whispering right along with them, feeling the vibes. But right now, I'm like, bro, stop. I love this sound that comes in when he starts with the black man chant. Hear that? I think it's horns. I think those are horns. Oh, yeah. Beautiful horns. Oh, that's a good vibe. I really like those horns a lot. They come and go very quick. I believe they come in at the 1 minute and 32 second mark. Ooh, fire. And they're out by the 1 minute and 42 second mark. Let's see, they might come right back in though. Hold on. So I'm guessing this is the hook. It's an okay hook. Better than the whispering. Okay. Too many black mans? We heard you say it. We got it. He's still going up. So he started saying black man at the 1 minute and 32 second mark. That's almost 1 minute. That was 50 seconds. 50 seconds. 48 seconds to be precise. 48 seconds of black man, black man, black man, black man, black. Is that fire or am I a hater? I don't know. I'm not going to say if it's fire or not because it was 1 minute of a one word repeated. Is that long or is that a usual hook? 1 minute? Very good question. I never have to count the seconds of a hook, but I'm also never like, wait, has he just been saying one word for 3 minutes? Just like, I'm playing. I don't have a problem with it. It's not a bad hook, but it is 1 minute, basically, of one word. So it's a little bit repetitive. And then he goes back into this whispering. Jesus. All right, so it looks like right when that hook ends, he comes in with the whispering. I wasn't too happy about. But after about two bars of whispering, we get Jay-Z blessing the microphone. So I'm all ears now. I'm about to listen to the Jay part. And yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. Whoa, Jay-Z is in his bag. Jay-Z's going crazy. Jay-Z is going insane. Jay-Z's hitting us with double entendres and similes and all perfectly put on beat. And it's just a lot. It's a lot coming at me. I don't know if I could analyze this. Where's Rap Genius? If I was listening and reading Rap Genius, I might know what he's talking about. But since I'm not, I'm freaking left in the dust. But fire, fire bars. I've said it before, I'll say it again, that is what a fire MC should do. You shouldn't just be able to listen to it 1 second, and sometimes fire MCs do that, where you just hear one verse every line, you're like, oh, bang, 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 I know exactly what he's talking about. But sometimes, we like them verses where he's like, you know, bow, 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 and you're like, oh, what's, why is he, ooh, what did he just, oh my God, what happened there? What did he say? What? We just are tripping. So that's how I'm kind of feeling right now. A lot is coming at me. Jay-Z is in the bag with this verse. And yeah, let's keep listening to this. It gets very Forever Young-esque when the drums cut out. I don't know why, but I just felt like Forever Young also State, what's that one called? A State of Emergency. Was that the one with Alicia Keys? New York, you. This kind of, I don't know why, when the drums cut out, kind of gives me a little. He went crazy. Jay-Z's in his bag. He's giving a lot of game out on this record. He's giving a lot of entrepreneurial game, y'all. This is how you, yeah. This is a good verse. This is a very, very great verse, and we are blessed to have Jay-Z on it, blessing our ears with this perfectly put together rap. So I'm not really feeling when the drums cut out. Not really feeling the way the beat went when the drums cut out, but that doesn't mean Jay-Z missed a bar. He was, every bar he spit during that part where that I wasn't feeling when the drums cut out, that said it sounded a little bit like New York State of Mind, and I don't even know if that song was called New York State of Mind or it was called a State of Emergency. I don't even know, but that's not the point. The point is that Jay-Z did not fall off or miss a beat. You say power, said ace till I throw up like gang signs. Said I bang minds for both of ya. Serial entrepreneur, we on our own. Stop sitting around waiting for folks to throw you a bone. Can't buy the building at least. Stop the shelf. Wow. 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 Okay, Jay-Z's going crazy. He's going crazy on this verse. I'm very excited to listen to this record a few more times now. I can deal with the whispering. I can deal with the two words for 1 minute during the hook as long as I get that verse again from Jay-Z. So it's a song you're just going to play back right after Jay-Z's done. You're going to be like, yo, I got to hear that again. I'll deal with the whisper rap, and I'll deal with the 1 minute hook of a one word phrase situation. But for it's all forgiven, and it's all basically praised once Jay-Z gets on the record, because you're like, yo, it's actually a rock. Play it back one time. That's what I'm feeling like right now. Play it back one time. It gets a little preachy, not like preachy, but like anthem-y preachy at the end of that. Like I feel like I just got to the Graceland. And understandably, why, I guess, is a good phrase. I don't know. I understand why. That's what I'm trying to say. It's because it's like, you know, it's black man. Jay-Z is the king entrepreneur. He is, you know, just such a, you know, god in this industry. And, you know, just such an inspiration and influence to, you know, all the young people out there. So that's kind of the chanty essence that's coming along with it. It's kind of like Pharrell's praising Jay-Z, saying like, black man, like you're the man, like you, look what you've done, and look all the obstacles you've conquered, right? But it is a little bit like Lion King-esque for me. I don't really like records like that, you know what I mean? I'm not like too preachy and anthem-y, like that's not really my vibe. But it's a good song, and Jay-Z's verse is crazy. I'm definitely going to play it back. Pharrell's voice sounds amazing. And those horns come in again. The horns I like. Very horny horns. Extremely horny horns right there. Okay, I'm liking the vibe as it rings out, but like I said, a little anthem-y, and I don't know if that's the right word for it, but ooh, flipped it at the end. That sounds just like, what was that song, Lemon? What was that Lemon song? I think it was just called Lemon, right? Was it called Lemon? I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. That's like the same exact drums. Listen to that again. It's very similar drum-esque to the Lemon song that I was just rapping. Anyway, I like this record. I'm not hating on this record at all. Jay-Z definitely did his thing on this record. It's a something to play back, definitely. Pharrell was okay. He killed it. His voice is amazing. But that whisper part, it wasn't my favorite. All in all, I give this song, it's kind of hard to judge it. I'm not even going to give it a number. I'm just going to suggest that people listen to it and listen to it with an open ear. And you guys let me know what you're thinking about it. That's how I'm going to go about this. You guys already know what time it is. You're tuning in with your boy, Jason Gnarly. I'm about to turn the mic off and get into bed. I'm done. I'm done, y'all. I've had it up to here this night. No, I'm just playing. Everyone, I hope you guys had a beautiful day. I love you all. Everybody, have a blessed night. Thank you guys for listening, and appreciate you guys. One love.